always want to thank the mayor when he comes in here to let us know what's going on Ask the Mayor, our public affairs program. And there is some breaking news, and I don't know why this wasn't done earlier, but you have your own website.
It is called AskMayorPat.com. When you go to your search engine, you write Ask Mayor Pat, all one word, and then .com. And I've got it set up. It's a personal account that I'm paying for. It's not an official town website. But if you have any questions about what's going on, or you want to ask me a question, I'm willing to answer it. I'll either respond to you directly, or I will either put it on the radio show like we're about to do, or put it in the newspaper in my column. And of course, I'll treat everything confidential, but I will address those questions unless they're just totally off the top and don't need to be addressed. I'm real excited about this website. I'm also planning on posting things that I'm doing during the week or what has happened during the week. Remember, it is AskMayorPat.com.
And it's already generated a question about the lights.
I received a question about dark sky lighting and what is the town doing about the street lights. And my response is this: we have replaced all of our old halogen street lights that used to just shoot lights everywhere in an area to LED focused lights that actually direct a very nice natural beam of light down on a specific area of the ground. And it is in keeping with the dark sky, because no light is going up, but it's only going down and hitting the ground. So we have replaced all of our street lights. The other thing about that, though, Steve, was that I was excited when the budget was funded for this project that we could have dimmable LED lights, to where in some areas you could even dial down the intensity of the light. When we went to buy the actual lights, the manufacturer said, "We recommend that you do not do that. We've been having a lot of trouble with the dimmer systems that fail, in our opinion, cost effective to go that way." So we went to just the standard LED light. They should be all throughout the town at this time.
You wanted to also replace the ball field lights, but that hit a snag.
And the snag was, we had the old standard traditional ball field lights that just illuminated everything in that area, and we partnered with the county. The county agreed to pay half the cost. It was about $150,000 for each organization. It's time to install the lights.
Here we go.
The company shows up and says, "We need to put the metal poles 12 down below the ground. We're going to dig those holes." Lamar Nix was there and said, "I don't think you're going to be able to do that. You'll hit rock." And sure enough, about 2 feet below the surface, the company started hitting rock. And they said, "Well, our engineering requirements and the code says these metal poles must be 10 to 12 feet down. So what we're going to do, we will drill and blast the holes." And by the way, it's going to cost twice as much. The budget has now doubled because we've got to do that. So we had to stop it because the money has not been appropriated. That project is delayed. We might, at the next budget period, revisit it. But right now, the rock has stopped our plans.
The next town board meeting on the 20th of January, the planning board still has in its hands the short-term rental agreement that they're looking over, and then they're going to make recommendations. What's the timetable on that?
The timetable is as soon as possible, at the first of the year. I know that the planning board will be having two more meetings at least to address the issue of short-term rentals, as the town attorneys and the board had presented them with kind of a draft and asked them to review and make their recommendations. Sometimes in January, the town planning board will complete its work. And once that is done, it will go to the town board. And I do not anticipate the town board, as soon as they get the recommendation saying, "We vote for this or not," or whatever. It'll take some time for the town board to review it. But the town board will then review what the recommendations are from the planning board. And they are responsible for making a final decision by changing the ordinances if needed and how they should be changed. I've been told that social media people are saying that the town has made promises to this group or that group, and this is going to happen and that will not happen. The truth is, that's incorrect. We've made no commitments to any one group at this time. The final decision about the STR issue will be decided by the town board. So if you hear people saying the town has met with someone or that group and we've promised to do this or that, it's not true. We are still reviewing this issue. I just wanted to, you know, make people realize we're waiting for the town planning board to review the issue. I'm sure they'll have some very good ideas that we'll take under consideration as the town board of commissioners, and then a final decision will be made, and that even requires a process where we have a public hearing and so forth before any ordinance change is made.
Let's track down that rumor mill. COVID Omicron, the variant that's spreading but doesn't seem to be as serious as the Delta variant, it's really affected flights from big cities.
I've been in contact with Tom Neal of our hospital, and also Warren Cabe of our emergency services. And we're kind of in a guarded position. You're exactly right. It seems like the actual Omicron variant isn't as forceful and as intense as the Delta was. We are still monitoring that situation. One of the concerns that we have, I know Tom Neal at the hospital has this concern, Warren Cabe in the county, and as the town of Highlands, we have that concern. And I know the airlines and other agencies have had the same concern, and that is the loss of personnel at a certain time of the week or whatever, because they've come down with the variant and they can't continue to work for a period of time. I know that the CDC has changed their policy to where instead of having to quarantine for 10 days, now they're recommending that if a worker, somebody comes down with the variant, they stay out for 5 days, which is helpful and flexible. But that's what we're really watching now, is to make sure that we don't lose our staff to this illness in mass, to where we really have to scramble to keep services going. And that's not just here in Highlands, not just here in the county, but it's throughout the state and the nation that could be the fallout from this new variant.
I've heard of ghost towns, but I have never heard of ghost kitchens. You brought that up.
Well, and it gets back to the situation we find ourselves with short-term rentals. And I will say this, 4 years ago, Vrbo was a term that I was kind of vaguely aware of, that was happening in big cities. Airbnb, of course, same kind of thing. That concept of short-term rentals found its way to places like Highlands and spread throughout the nation. Some people refer to those units now as ghost hotels. The next thing I've read about is the ghost kitchen. And there are companies that are promoting with homeowners and people that you can set up your kitchen and cook for people and then have them come pick up the food, or you can deliver the food. That is something that, as soon as I heard that, I said, there are real problems with that. I want to make sure that our ordinances address this issue. The county health department that monitors all kitchens in the county, they would have issues with that kind of concept too, unless somebody could meet the permit. And the other thing I would say is this, we already have those kind of services. For example, we have the kitchen, which is in a business district. It goes through the health inspections and they provide a great service. My concern is that we kind of stay on top of things. If this becomes a national trend, we need to have already made some review of policies to make sure that we're on solid ground when it comes to enforcement of these types of activities.
We started off the program with that breaking news from you that you're paying for your own website.
It'd be AskMayorPat, all one word, .com. It'll take you right to the website. I have my town email address, which is mayor@highlandsnc.org, if you want to contact me directly that way. And I give out my cell phone number, 828-506-3138. I think it's important that if people have questions or concerns, that they be able to contact the mayor. And that's what I've been doing for 8 years, and I want to make sure that we continue that into this new term.
And don't stop the mayor while he's running. Just, you know, if you want to say hi, hey, way to go, mayor.
That's my every day or every other day when I'm out running and training. That's kind of my time. But any other time, you stop me on the street or whatever and ask me anything you want.